Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets mostly firmer despite some caution ahead of the conclusion of the Federal Reserve's two-day monetary policy meeting and potential fresh developments on the global trade front. Dow was down 64 points or 0.3%, extending its losses into a third consecutive session, albeit closing well off session lows that saw the index down over 1%. At one point, Merck & Co. down 1.5% and Pfizer down 3.3% were the key drags on the Dow after both companies missed consensus expectations with their first quarter sales numbers. Broader S&P added a 0.25%, a 1.5% gain for the technology sector, more than offsetting some declines for consumer staples down 0.9% and energy down 0.6%. Also thought it was interesting to note that data from Wall Street Journal's Market Data Group notes that the index has just logged its longest running correction territory, which of course is defined as a decline of at least 10% from a recent peak since the 1st of May 2008 at 57 trading sessions. Tech-centric NASDAQ recovered from an earlier session decline to rally 0.9%, and also in currency markets, the US dollar index climbed into positive territory for 2018, up 0.7% overnight to around 92.5%. The US corporate earnings front, Apple rallied about 3.6% in after-hours trading after reporting fiscal second quarter profit and earnings that exceeded consensus expectations and announced some capital management initiatives, including a $100 billion US share buyback and a 16% increase to their dividend. Company also noted they sold 52.2 million iPhones for the quarter. That was largely in line with consensus expectations and importantly allayed some concerns in some quarters of a sharp slowdown. Snap Inc. plunged more than 17% at one point in after-hours trading following the release of their first quarter numbers that missed consensus expectations and saw the group advise that its next quarter year-over-year revenue growth rate will decelerate substantially compared to the past quarter. Both German and French equity markets closed overnight for the Labor Day holidays. London's FTSE edged 0.2% higher to a three-month high. Pound sterling dropping below $1.37 US for the first time since mid-January. That latest week was following some disappointing UK manufacturing data. In stock-specific news and moves, oil giant BP rose 1.8% to its highest close since May 2010 after reporting its strongest quarterly profit since mid-2014. Elsewhere, Royal Bank of Scotland slipped 0.2% after announcing plans to close 162 branches in England and Wales as it prepares to reintegrate its Williams and Glynn business into its core bank. Just on the UK economic data front, as I mentioned, the IHS Markets Purchasing Managers Index for UK manufacturing fell to 53.9 in April, down from 54.9 a month earlier. Base metals were mixed overnight in very light volume trade, copper settling 0.9% lower, just shy of $3.06 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium rising 0.2%, nickel unchanged, zinc down 2.4%. No trade on spot iron ore markets, but just note the Chinese equity markets do resume trading today after a two-day hiatus. Further strength in the US dollar saw gold futures retreat to a two-month low, down $12.40 to $1,306.80 an ounce. Oil prices sharply weaker, falling to two-week lows, despite the ongoing uncertainty about whether the US will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. That, of course, coming a day after the Israeli Prime Minister accused Tehran of having a secret plan to build nuclear weapons. WTI down $1.32 to $67.25 a barrel. Brent down $1.56 to $73.13 a barrel. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute's latest weekly inventory data showed a 3.4 million barrel increase in US crude inventories for last week. The official data from the Energy Information Administration is out tonight, our time. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 3.9 basis points to 2.976% as the Fed's two-day monetary policy meeting got underway. The two-year note also climbed at one point to its highest level since September 2008 at 2.542%. And the Aussie dollar is weaker once again. Of course, the RBA yesterday left interest rates unchanged as expected. Local unit below 75 US cents, buying 74.90 cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.